There was a Jewish rabbi who wrote a book, I think in the 60s, where he made some general conclusions about human beings based upon the first two chapters of Genesis. He described the difference of the way in which human beings work if the first chapter of Genesis is of primary importance, and the way they work if the second chapter of Genesis is of primary importance. And he wasn't suggesting that one was better than the other. He was saying, in fact, that both were necessary for successful human living. But he wanted to contrast because he felt at that time, and I think probably still true today, that the characteristics of one seemed to get an awful lot of attention over and against the characteristics of the other. He used Adam 1 and Adam 2 as ways of describing the two differences. David Brooks, the columnist and opinion writer for the New York Times, in a TED Talk, used the notion of resume values and eulogy values to describe the two different characteristics. But here's basically the point. That generally speaking in our lives, we give a lot of attention, really from the earliest moments, right in school, and through much of our life, to the resume values. And those are exactly what one might think. They're the kinds of things you'd put on a resume to get a job. Your skills, your talents, the things you can do. Eulogy values are the things, generally speaking, that people place importance upon when we talk in a eulogy, at a funeral. We generally don't spend a lot of time at a funeral talking about resume values. He was a really good computer programmer. Maybe we do. But in general, when we focus on eulogy values, we tend to think about the character that someone has, the choices they made in their life, how they treated other people. And I think we have that going on today in the readings that we see for the Mass today. Jeremiah, if he was concerned about resume values, didn't have a very good one. He spoke, he proclaimed the Word of God, but it wasn't very successful. People wanted to kill him. They didn't listen to him. They didn't like what he had to say. Even he says, maybe understandably so, that he doesn't want to speak as a prophet of God. His resume values are bad indeed. Not the kind of thing that would get him hired. But he is a prophet of God. People's lives ultimately do change because of their relationship with God. And he is remembered as one of the great prophets of the Old Testament. We see the same struggle occurring in the gospel. Jesus has just helped his disciples to come to be able to express who he is, the Christ, the Son of God. As a teacher, Jesus had to have some pride that they finally understood who he was. Except that they didn't. This comes right after the gospel we heard last week. Peter has just said, "You are the Christ, the Son of God." And Jesus is now giving the disciples a picture of what it means to be the Son of God. He's going to have to suffer and die. Peter is thinking kind of the resume of Jesus. That's not a good look, Jesus. That's not very good. That's not something that you should really focus on or work at. God forbid anything should happen. And it was probably a loving and kind thing. Peter was probably trying to be a very good friend. No. Those things aren't going to happen to you. I'd like to suggest that today's gospel is also something we need to think about in the present state we find ourselves in right now. There's really this tension in human existence between doing and being. And sometimes we get them in reverse. We think that the more important thing is what we do, when first and foremost, the most important thing is who we are. What it is that we are, and what it is that God calls us to become. Jeremiah can't help but be the prophet of God because that is who he is. It's not just what he says, it's who he is. And we have many opportunities to focus on who we are. We live in a world of unbelievable stress these days. There's the ongoing pandemic that I suspect everyone is absolutely tired of having as part of our lives. And that causes stress. All the way around, we have stress. There is the racial tensions that we are living in the midst of. I don't know about you, but it's caused me to have to do some soul searching inside of me about my attitudes and my beliefs, about trying to focus on stories and values so that I might come to know what it's like to be someone who has a lived experience that's quite different than my own. There is the economic uncertainty that we live in today. Just yesterday, I read that MGM, the big resort company, is laying off 18,000 workers in the United States. That's stressful. And I've gone out of my way to avoid. I can honestly say I did not watch 1 minute of either political convention. But we're in the midst of an election season. And that's stressful. Are we going to focus on who we wish to be? I think that's the invitation in today's gospel. When Jesus talks about denying yourself, he's not talking about hating yourself. He's talking about whether or not we are willing to convert, to change our lives, to become a disciple. He is talking about whether or not we are going to make our decisions and focus on the things that we do through the understanding of what it means to believe in him. Can we consider the needs of others before our own? Can we think about the possibility that perhaps someone has a different lived experience than we do and try to grow as a result? Can we disagree without being disagreeable? Can we hear opinions that cause us to think about our own opinions, even if we don't change, but can we hear them in a way that causes us to more fully appreciate and understand the experience of another? Last night in our Dominican house, we watched Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. I'd recommend, particularly if you're of a certain generation and haven't seen it, see it. One of the things that, right at the very beginning, strikes me anyway, was the profound, overwhelming sense that Jimmy Stewart has of serving in one of our great institutions. And of course, the movie is about his disillusionment as he discovers the great institution maybe isn't so great. But I was thinking, what if we did have an awe and respect for the offices we held? What if people were kind of this sincere, naive Jefferson Smith who believed that you could actually help people? Do you focus on what you do or on who you are? And if you do focus on who you are, focus on the fact that you are a redeemed child of God, destined for eternal life.